Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Why not listen to me, Mike Gawley, and Thomas Bryan, co-host of No Labels, the show for, by, and about issues, barriers, and solutions affecting the disability community in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Every episode focuses on accessibility news and views relevant to our community. That's No Labels with Thomas Bryan and Mike Gawley, playing regularly across the Access Radio network. Hello and welcome. I'm Mike Gawley.
Recording.
That's the band The Rocking Rainbows, and we'll hear about them shortly. And then we'll do a deep dive into the Total Mobility Review and Consultation. So, Sophie Sabri, you're the music therapist at Evaro. Could you tell us a bit about, or tell me a little bit about Evaro? What is it? What's its involvement with people?
Okay, yeah, Evaro is a day program for adults with learning disabilities. And it's located in Cuba Street, right in the city center. It used to be called Ace House and was located in Montvic in the past. But now we are like vibrant in central Wellington. Yeah.
So how does the Rocking Rainbows fit into Evaro? What's that context there, really?
Yeah, the Rocking Rainbows is we are a band of adults with disabilities, and we've formed in 2019. We started as three people and expanded now to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We are 6 people in the band, and we're playing at different venues, sometimes at schools, for the Fringe Festival. This is very exciting, and the Newtown Festival as well.
Now, I see the strap line for the Rocking Rainbows is more than just a band. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I guess that's because most members are facing disability. This is basically we are showcasing that there is, with music, there is no limit to what we can do, and disability is not a barrier in our way to access music and perform and showcase what we've got to share with other people.
So tell me about the concert that's coming up next. Well, it's coming Sunday, actually, the 1st of March. What's happening?
Yeah.
And where?
So it's for the Fringe Festival, happening at the Newtown Community Center at 2 p.m. for about an hour and a half. There will be also a solo singer-songwriter performing. Her name is Ziva. She's amazing. We are going to play the Rocking Rainbows, performing there as the main act.
So what kind of repertoire does the Rocking Rainbows have when it comes to music?
Oh, we're so broad. We can play rock, reggae, sometimes very atmospheric music with flutes. Yeah, a broad genre.
Sophie, thank you very much. But what are the proposed changes to Total Mobility announced by both Disability Issues and Transport Ministers Chris Bishop and Louise Upston? The upshot was that as of July this year, the Total Mobility Subsidy will be dropped from 75% to 65%. In his slant Disability Politics show, Labor's longtime disability branch chair Nick Rowane was joined by Free Fares campaigners to chew the fat.
I thought we'd start the year with a discussion on total mobility advocacy, and I thought it'd be great to have in some of our good friends from Free Fares. I'm joined today by Francie and Patrick O'Connor, who've been really good friends of total mobility advocacy. And Last year, we did some really good work in terms of total mobility by launching or handing over a petition to Parliament in December, and that was really successful. And it was really great as well because we got a lot of support from right across the disability community and also from many organisations who believe in the work. And one of those great organisations is Free Fares. And today I'm joined, like I said, by Francie and Patrick O'Connor. So I just want to welcome you both and also just begin today by allowing you both to introduce yourself and just talk a little bit about the work that you're doing with Free Fares. So Francie and Patrick, over to you.
Kia ora, Nick. I'm Francie Mountier. I'm Pākehā. I'm from Christchurch, but live here in Wellington. And when I had small kids, we just relied on the bus to get everywhere, but also have a background in climate justice organising. And when I heard this campaign came into existence in 2021, I was really excited and got involved about a year later to call for free fares for total mobility card holders, students, under 25s and community service card holders. And I've been part of the national organising team with Patrick and others ever since, as part of a broader coalition of organisations who also support that call.
Kia ora, Nick. So yes, my name is Patrick O'Connor. I have been involved with Free Fares for the past couple of years now. I've been living in Wellington for the past 3 years, and I got involved with Free Fares seriously not too long after I moved. I'm originally from Hamilton myself, and I did try to get involved with Free Fares back there, but due to the lack of decent public transport, and it's a very car-centric city from my personal experience, I just never had much success in trying to organise up there. So really glad to be a part of the national organising team with Francie. And as a disabled person as well, Free Fares does speak quite closely to me as someone who can't drive and can't walk too long distances. It's very convenient just having, you know, in a city like Wellington, having convenient bus routes across the city. So, yeah.
Thank you, Patrick and Francie. It's really great to hear a little bit of your backstories and why you've jumped on board the campaign. We do have some things coming up in terms of the feedback on what the government have done around total mobility, and that's something that I am going to encourage everyone who is listening and everyone who's involved to submit on the petition or on the work that the government has done. But I did want to have a bit of a broader discussion about what the work that we've done and the work that's coming up this year, and also a discussion about how we work together and how movements and organisations work together. I just want to have a discussion about what your thoughts are about working together in this space and how organisations work together. So maybe Patrick and Francie, if you have any thoughts about what it's been like to work together and what issues you feel like we can work together on or what other organisations can work together on.
So for me personally, I think it's been quite good working on this campaign, working with people like Francie and others, and, you know, just the fact that there are a lot of us, not just in Free Fares, but in general, who rely on public transport that come from a variety of backgrounds. I think it's sort of a good medium to bring all of us together and unite for a unanimous cause, i.e. being free public transport for groups of people, right? So I think it's quite good in that regard. And I think, you know, it's important as well to continue working together on that front, trying to maintain a perspective of ideas, seeing what other people would want to get out of this, and like seeing what the, you know, what the advantage for them would be, you know, if, yeah.
Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah, and we've been really appreciative to work alongside yourself and others last year in the build-up to your TMC petition hand in, because as we all believe, we want to go in that direction. We want more funding. We want total mobility cards to entitle people to free transport. Way back at the start of the campaign, before either Patrick or I were involved, we also are grateful to build on the work of organisations like Free Fares to Freedom, who were already loudly advocating in this space. And it's been a real delight to be in a coalition. You were just saying before we went on air, like, the more of us working together, the greater the chance of winning. Mm. And Free Fares is really grateful to have like 100 organisations who think, yes, it's a good idea and have signed on to that. And then we work with those organisations and with other allies in this advocacy. So it's really heartwarming and part of that work of us dreaming and us articulating how we want total mobility cards to be, or public transport to be, for people, as well as the nitty-gritty of that advocacy.
Mm, thank you, Francie. I recall during COVID we had free public transport, and there were many in the disability community that found that incredibly freeing. For the first time, they could travel wherever they liked, whenever they liked. And that was something that many members of the disability community had never experienced before. And perhaps that's something that we can certainly push for through Free Fares and through advocacy around public transport. Something that I also wanted to have a discussion about was the continued advocacy this year, because after all, this year is election year, as if we haven't forgotten. But we are going to continue to work together, and we are going to work together with other organisations. So have either of you had any thoughts about what or how or how we're going to work together over the next few months as we move towards election year?
Well, I think that, you know, like you say, it being an election year, and I think that's going to approach relatively fast as well. I think it's important to keep mobilised and just spread awareness that with this election coming up, it's important as well to note that could quite possibly mean a change in government, especially with how the polls have been going in recent months with regards to the government at the moment. I think if there is a chance of that to be changed to a government that is more receptive towards our demands as Free Fares, then I think that is very important to maintain our kaupapa. And as well, I think it's good to also coalesce with different organisations that are also focused on the upcoming election to make sure that we're all on the same page. Because, like has been said, the more people that are on brand, that are supportive of our cause, then the more likely we are to succeed. And as well as that, I think it's also important to communicate with people on the campaign trail for the election to make them aware of what our demands are, and to communicate with them consistently.
That sounds great. Sounds like we're going to do a road trip.
As well as our, as well as disability organisations and the coalition members in Free Fares, I really encourage older persons organisations to speak up in this space around total mobility cards, because there'll be lots of people in their organisations who are reliant on them too. As Patrick has said, that kind of aspiration of how of both this year and then next year, to make sure that we really can win these changes for people, that we can get total mobility card funding reinstated and increased, and eventually lead to free travel for all who hold it, as well as these other three groups that Free Fares campaigns on. We look forward to promoting a submission guide alongside you to these 100 organisations in our coalition in the build-up to the 22nd of March. And then Free Fares has a plan for a big transport forum and report and other work as we come into the 2026 election.
That sounds great, Francie. The point that you just raised around our members of our seniors community, I think, is a very interesting one, because one of the points that happened during the decisions that the government made last year was about what happened to people who were over 65 and total mobility card holders. I think that they will be impacted potentially more seriously than almost anyone else. So I think they will be a community that the groups who are advocating for total mobility will work with more than before. So I think that they will probably be on the list of organisations to reach out to, because I think we will see seniors losing their total mobility cards in great numbers. And I think one thing we know is that seniors vote almost more than any other group. And that's something that we should probably keep in mind. All right. Well, that's been really interesting. Are there any other thoughts that either of you have in terms of what we need to think about in terms of total mobility and free fares advocacy over the next few months? Is there anything that you'd like to let our listeners know about that they would benefit from? This discussion's been really fantastic, by the way.
I think the way that I see it personally, from my perspective, is that both total mobility and the wider free fares cause should be seen as an investment for our communities and for our loved ones. So, for example, with the price hike of public transport fares, that means there is less people who are able to easily access, say, going to university, going to work, seeing their loved ones, or even going to events that can contribute to the wider community as a way to give back, such as Otaki Summer Camp, for example. If less people are able to afford the bus to go there, then that means they aren't able to get involved. Whereas if, they were able to go to an event like this, then that means they would be able to network with people who, hold the same values as them, and then they can, network together to contribute to a positive cause for the community.
Kia ora. We usually say this campaign is about social connection as well as a climate justice call, as well as something that really will improve people's cost of living. So it's shocking to us that total mobility card prices for users go up 40%. And it seems shocking that New Zealand First are just letting that ponder past them, including for Super Gold Card holders, who they're normally strong advocates for. Some of these people will be the same communities who are now going to struggle to do the grocery shopping. So we call on anyone who has the ear of New Zealand First to point that out to them. But we also call on all parties to come out and promise that they will undo this cut to total mobility card funding and instead increase funding and towards this goal of free fares for these four groups. If anyone's keen to get involved in free fares organising this year, hit us up on freefaresnz@gmail.com. We've got an open meeting coming up online later this month where we'd love to let people know what it looks like to be in the organising team or follow us on Instagram or Facebook, because it's going to be a big year fighting for total mobility cards and fighting for free fares for CSC holders, students and under 25s.
Yeah, that open meeting will be on Tuesday the 27th at 4:15 p.m. So feel free to flick us an email if you would like to be a part of that as well.
Thank you both. That was really great. I really appreciate both of you coming and having a discussion about the work that we've been doing. I anticipate this will be probably the first of many discussions that we have over the course of this this year as we build up to what will be quite a consequential election. I just want to really extend my thanks to both of you and also to the Free Fares movement and campaign. It's been really wonderful to work with both of you and also with Free Fares. And I anticipate this will be the first of many discussions And I really would like to have both of you and also many others from Free Fairs to come back onto Slant and have more discussions as we move throughout the year. So thank you both. And that's us for the first episode of 2026 for Slant. So thank you very much.
To get the bigger picture, I'm joined by Transport Manager Marion Wilberg.
Can you tell me what role you have with the Ministry of Transport?
Certainly. So I'm the manager of our Maritime Freight and Access Policy Team. In terms of the access portfolio part of it, my team provides advice on public transport, walking and cycling, and total mobility.
So my first question would be, Marion, is what's the difference between the government review and your consultation process?
They are connected. So the Ministry has been undertaking a review since 2023. As part of that, we have provided advice to ministers and they made decisions last year and announced the consultation, which will help us hopefully wrap up the review, and we'll provide final recommendations once we get to the end of this consultation.
How are you conducting the consultation then? And who with?
It's open for anybody to provide submissions on. There's a lot of information up on our website. Many formats we've made available. We do apologise they weren't all available when the announcement was made in December, but they are all there now. And we have made sure that the closing date gives people a lot of time to have a look at the material that's there, have a look at the different versions that are available. And so closing date, 22nd of March.
So what's in the scope of this consultation? Because I presume that's not the decision to cut the subsidy to 65% this year.
So ministers made the decision to change the funding settings last year, and that's what they announced in December. So from 1 July this year, the subsidy will reduce to 65%. Ministers needed to make that announcement last year because the Public Transport Authority, so one of the funding partners, really needed certainty about what was happening. So that is why that's not being consulted on. But there are a range of proposals in this discussion document which we're really keen to hear people's feedback on. And there are ideas about how do we make the scheme stronger for total mobility users and also for the funders. Shall I go through some of the things that are in there?
Please do.
So we're looking to clarify what Total Mobility's purpose is and make eligibility assessments fairer. So this is not about changing who can get Total Mobility, but being clear on what the purpose of Total Mobility is and strengthening the process to enter the scheme. So ensuring there is consistent evidence requirements is one of those proposals that we've got. We're also looking at introducing allocations that are more targeted to need. So how can we incentivise more wheelchair user accessible trips? There are also some options around limiting the number of trips a person could take that would be subsidised, and a couple of options are in there, and we're keen to understand whether and how that might work. And thirdly, we're looking at how we could promote innovation in how total mobility is delivered. So how could we support ride-hailing services like Uber and other transport providers to provide total mobility services? So we're really keen to know what would be needed to ensure that these services are safe and accessible for total mobility users. And one more idea, which is not quite directly about total mobility, but we'd like to know if there's interest in a national public transport concession for people with disabilities.
So there'd be all forms of transport, not just public.
So the total mobility is a taxi subsidy, and that's particularly because we're aware there are people who can't take public transport on their own. What the public transport concession is particularly around your ability to take bus rides, train rides. Some centres have a concession for people with disabilities, but it's not nationwide. So we're interested to know, would people be keen on having a nationwide concession?
Yes, from what I gather, people would be more keen on raising the subsidy again. So that's definitely something in the community that's quite front of mind, is the question of the subsidy and the number of trips.
Yes, so definitely in the discussion document, there is the topic of the number of trips. So we're keen to hear people's feedback. In terms of the level of the subsidy, ministers had to make that decision. It wasn't an easy decision for them because they're very aware that they have increased the costs for Toto Mobility users. But the challenge we've faced is that public transport authorities might need to withdraw from the Crown subsidy. So actually take the subsidy in their region back to 50% in order to manage their costs. And ministers were worried about what this would mean in terms of potentially different concessions or different, sorry, subsidies across the country and potentially less access in certain regions. So ministers have tried to take on measures that will ensure we can keep funding Toto Mobility into the future. The costs have just exceeded the funding that is available. Excuse me. The challenge is that the costs have got to the point where they're about to exceed the funding that's available.
So is there some variation then between regional councils and councils about what happens in that particular area currently?
So the New Zealand Transport Agency, Waka Kotahi, contracts with public transport authorities. So in general, these are regional councils, but because there are some unitary councils like Auckland, it's not a total one-for-one match. So we often talk about public transport authorities. So the entity that contracts bus services, total mobility services within their region.
So Marion Wahlberg, how can people take part in this consultation? What are the methods, the ways?
So there are a number of ways that people can engage. On our website, we've got a lot of information about there's an online form you can fill in. You can also email us. There are some public sessions coming up in February, and if you're interested in being involved, we really encourage people to register through our website for those sessions. We're very open to multiple ways of receiving the feedback.
Marion, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
That's MOT Manager Marion Wahlberg wrapping up this edition of No Labels. And don't forget, consultations open until March 22nd. The easiest way to get involved, and if you're a total mobility user, you should, is by jumping on the website transport.govt.nz. Until next time, I'm Mike Gawley, inviting you to join me then. Ka kite anō.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.